Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, Rabbi Marty, Mimarais, and Shayichu. This is Moshe Rabesh, and Raisal Moshe Mordechai, Chayachana Bas Urna Del, Ristor Bas Tila Rovida, Chayachu Befega Bas Michalai Disbasia, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Shai Ben Lea, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Rabbi Moshe Ben Reizel, and Nishmas Moras Esther Bas Chab Shmuel. We're learning the Mice of the Akedah B'Siyata D'Shmaya based in the Torah of Morinu V'Rabbeinu V'Gaon Zeinu Gaon HaMufla V'HaMuflaga of Manzatzal, whose Torah we've been able to draw so much from. As I understand it, I hope my presentation is accurate. Perek Chof Beis, Psukim Zayin Teches. We're in Akedas Yitzchak in Parshas Vayera. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham Aviv. Vayomer Avi. Vayomer Hineni. Vayomer Hinei Ha'esh Ve'aitzim. Ve'ayei Haseh Le'ola. Yitzchak says to Avraham, his father, and he says, my father, and he says, I'm here. And he says, I see the fire. I see the wood. Where, may I ask, is the Seva Ola? Where is the sheep as a carbon Ola? And Avraham Avinu's response is that Hashem's going to show us Hashem's going to show us where this says. You have nothing to worry about. Everything will be okay. You have to understand why it says in the Pasuk, Avi. By the way, just in Zakdama, if you look in the Siddur, Ein Ayah, Maran HaRav Zatzal, he has just an incredible exposition of the Akedah, word by word, Pasuk by Pasuk, just phenomenal. And Siyata D'Shemaya, many, many years ago, we posted a series of Shi'urim on this text. So those who want to listen can find it. Hadvarim Meirim U'Misamchim. Akopanim, that's one of the things that Maran HaRav Zatzal and Morinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Manzatzal have in common, is that they both are medayik in every single word. They don't just take a general idea and expound on it, but every single word and the placement of the word is very meduyak. It's very precise in their explanations. Okay, so we have to understand, why does it say in the Pasuk, Avi, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni Bini, what do you have to have? Oh, my father, oh, I didn't know who I was. I don't know, I thought I was your mother. Just say, he says to him, where's the Eish and the Eitz? He hears the Eish and the Eitz, and where's the Selol? Hakolak Damazot Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Hineni. Ayin B'ze B'Kli Akar, V'Al Shich Ve'od. And that it says in Pasuk Ches, Elokim Yirelo Asel Ola Bni, Frek the Netziv and the Hemek Dovo, from Azokt in the Gemara in Menachis, the Daf Kuf Yud, She Korban, that when you bring a carbon, says the Gemara, you're not bringing the carbon to Shem Elokim, you're bringing it to Shem Havayah. Why does it say Elokim yireh lo aseh lo labni? Sheila shniya. Ubekuf ma shekasev Elokim yireh lo aseh lo labni. Rashi writes, kolomar yireh v'yivchar lo haseh. V'imein seh le'o labni. So how does Rashi interpret the pasuk? Rashi says, Hashem will see and choose a seh. And if there's no seh, le'ola b'ni, then my son's going to be the ola. Elokim yireh lo aseh. Hashem will show us a seh. And if not, le'ola b'ni, then you're going to be the ola. It's hard to understand. If Avraham Avinu was lying, Avraham Avinu knows there's no union of a seh at all, he's going to shecht his son, Rachman al-Litzlan. Meaning, I'm not saying Avraham Avinu shouldn't have shechted his son, but otherwise, without the command of Hashem. So I'm not like those liberals who say, no, you shouldn't have listened to Hashem, you should have said, I'm sorry, I don't do those things against my religion. No, you do what Hashem says. So he says, there's no inyan of a seh. So Mapitom, he says to him, yeah, seh, and then if not you, Mapitom. Efrat, צריך לבאר, לפי מה שמבואר במדרש רבה, בפסוק וו, על הפסוק וילכו שניהם יחדיו. It says there in the pasuk, וילכו שניהם יחדיו, זה לעקוד וזה לעוקד. זה לשחית וזה לשוחית. They went together. What was their intention? Says the Medrash. This was coming to do the to tie him up, to bind him up, and he was coming to be bound. He was coming to shecht, and he was coming to be shechted. So you see that Yitzhak already knew he was an Olam. So what is Avraham Avinu telling Yitzhak stories for when Yitzhak knows the truth? אז נראה במה שכתוב בפסוק ב' ויאמר כך נעד בנך את יחידך אשר אהבת את יצחק לך לך לארץ המוריה וכו'. Take your son, only son, you love, יצחק, and go to הר המוריה. רש"י אומר מהגמרא בסנהדרין בדף פ"ט עמוד ב', אמר לו שני בנים יש לי. Hashem says, Avraham Avinu says, he says, take your son. So Avraham Avinu says, I have two sons. Amar lo yichidcha. No, your unique son, your singular son. Amar lo zeyachadlim zeyachadlim. They're both singular to their mothers. Yishmael to Hagar and Yitzchak to Sarah. Amar lo asher ahavto. So God says, Hashem says, the one you love. He says, listen, Shneihem ani ohev. I love them both. Sorry. Amar lo es Yitzchok. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Yitzchok. V'lam lo gila lo mitchila. So why didn't he just tell him from the get-go? Shelo la'arbe'ovo pit'om v'tazuach da'ato alav v'titaref. וכדי לחבב עליו את המצווה ולתן לו שכר על כל דיבור ודיבור. So why didn't Hashem just tell him immediately? The answer is not to mix him up suddenly and go a little crazy, to make it gradual. That's what they do when they come and tell someone of a tragedy. So first they say so-and-so was in an accident and so-and-so is in the hospital. And little by little it sinks in. And they tell them ultimately, and also, in order to be mechabe of the mitzvah, to make him mitzvah beloved, and to give him schar on every dibur. So there are numerous dibur, we get schar on every dibur. We have to understand ma gedar hadavar po. Lama lo gila lo miyad. This whole give and take, we want to understand the secret behind it. We also have to understand, like the Kasha, the Mforshim, the Alshich, Noach, that why is this a Nisayon of Avraham Avinu? Yitzchak, it's more of a Nisayon, he has to be Shechted. Why does the Pasuk say Hashem tested Avraham? It's a test of Yitzchak. We also have to understand that Jews in all the generations gave their lives to for Hashem. Moisel nefesh al kiddush Hashem. So what's unique about this episode? V'kvar herichu b'zeh harbe v'anach nelech b'derech zo lev'er et hadavar. Sh'kshadam muser atzmo al kiddush Hashem yitachen lahamid atzmo b'matzav shehu mit'alem mechayav v'rikshotav mevatlan. כאילו אינם נגד השם, שאליו הוא מוסר את נפשו. אכן בעקידה, עיקר הניסיון היה שאברהם לא יעצים את ליבו, ויכבוש רחמיו ויעלימם מבנו. אלא אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, קחנה את בנך, שיעלהו בהכרה חזקה שזהו בנו. מוריי ורבותיי, sometimes, when a person is moiser amat nafshel al kiddush Hashem, he could put himself in a matziv, he could put himself in an emotional state where he doesn't care, where he ignores his life, his feelings, and he nullifies them as if they are not against Hashem. That's not what Hashem wanted over here. The nisayon of the Akedah was that Avraham Avinu should not overcome his compassion for his son, but rather he should feel love. Kachas bincho. You should have a shtarka hakara that this is your son. And don't ignore this very critical detail. Despite the fact that he's your son, you are giving him up as an ola. And he also said, Kachna es bincha es yechidecha. What do you mean es yechidcha? It's your only one. Ki b'yitzchak yikarei lecha zora. Who's going to be your seed? Yitzchak. And here's your only son. And that's it. Yishmael is not b'chal zer Avram. As Mefarshim explained. Only true zer Avram, Yishmael was excluded. It was Yitzchak. So what's going to be now? Yechidcha. So all the promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu on the future. Al osid am Yisrael, v'shem Hashem ha-meyuchad bo, lo yitochnu ela mi Yitzchak. All the promises are coming from Yitzchak. ובהרגשה זו, שכל מה שתפסיד כביכול העלהו לעולה. You have to have this הרגשה. He's my son, I love him mamish. Excuse the expression, I love him to death. And not only that, but all the promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are in this child. And now I'm told to take his life. And then Asher Ahavta, שיעצים ויגדיל את אהבתו. Not only, and I remember of Cook going on a similar derech in this pasuk, not only should he remember it's his son, and that all of his promises are in this son, but Asher Ahavta, Kadosh Baruch Hu says the word Asher Ahavta. So he's telling Avraham Avinu, Mamish be magdil your ahava, feel all the ahava for your son. And just Hashem saying Asher Ahavta, when Hashem says something, it's a big deal. When Hashem said the world should come into being, it came into being. So what's the koyach of the dibur of the boirei oilam? It's muiridik. And that's what he's doing over here. He's speaking to him, and he's telling him, Asher Ahavta, not only shouldn't you ignore your love, but you should feel it with every fiber of your soul, every cell in your body, and your trillions, by the way. Not that I counted, but my biology tutor told me in ninth grade. To thank him, he's probably not alive anymore. He was quite an old man, and I was in ninth grade about 70, 75 years ago. But I thank him for teaching me biology and getting me through the bioregions. Not a science guy. I'm into humor and sports. That was my thing. Any event, that doesn't help you pass the bioregions, but he did. So anyway, you remember him telling me that we have trillions of cells, thinking, wow. Eli yakrivu im kol midat ahavato agdola. You should be makriv Yitzchok with all your ahavo. And then he says, es Yitzchok. Yitzchok is his, and with all of his nihilus, and on his tremendous level, hadargah ha-Yitzchakit. And nevertheless, mit alis, with his whole hargosha, Veha'aleihu le'oilo. And that's the Iker Nisoyoin of Avraham Avinu. And this tzivoy, Lo ne'amar li Yitzchok. And this wasn't given to Yitzchok. Yitzchok had a regular mitzvah of Mesilas Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem like everybody else throughout the generations. But Avraham Avinu's Nisayim is much harder because of this dibur that he received from the Borei Olam. Wow. And that's the godless of Avraham. Sheba'ofen zeh etkaven la'alotol le'olah. B'emet, b'malbim hudarach b'derech zo. Ayin sham b'divrei ha'malbim. Ha'pirush shel ha'malbim zeh ha'flev ha'fele. There's a website which is just about the best website ever created. MGL, Mikros Gedolos Ala Torah, with, among other things, all of Tanakh with the Mefarshim on the page, on the screen. And when I learn the power, they have, you know, each pasuk, whatever, however many Mefarshim, 10, 15, 20. So one of my favorite go-to people is the Malbim. Malbim gives such beautiful deep shot. Always a pleasure to learn Malbim. I should really be nether. I should really be mayan more in the Malbim. But it's clear to read. It's not too long. Amazing. V'zeh mevu'al b'ma shekatav b'sifri v'halo b'yadua shehu b'no yichido ela zo nefesh shenikreit yichida shenamar hatzila mecherem nafshi miyad kelev yichidosi. So we can see this in the Sefri. What do you say? Bencha yichidcha. That's known. But he's a singular son. He's his only true son. So it says the Sefri, that's the nefesh. It's called the yichida. As it says, save my soul from the sword, from the dog, my yichida, my nefesh. Nefesh is Lashon Ratzon, the Pasuk says in Parashas Chayisoro, Meshes Nafshecha. So when it says Yechidcha, Gam al pi apshat, Sheyiten et Ritzono, Kachnas Bincha, Es Yechidcha, Yechidah, as it says the Medrash, is the Nefesh. Take all of your Ratzon, all of your love and will that you have in this child, and be makriv et Lashem, like we've been saying. Ketuv ba Midrash Rabbah, Lehalan bepasuk Yud, Vayishlach Avraham et Yado, Usholech Yad litol asakim, Ve'einav moridot dma'ot, Ve'noflot dma'ot le'einav shel Yitzchak, Me'rachmanuto shel Abba, Ve'af al pichein, Halach sameach la'asot ritzon yotzro. He's sending his hand to take the knife and he's crying and his tears are falling into Yitzchak's eyes, and nevertheless he went with joy to the ratzon of his yotzer l'chayra. Ech zeh yachol liot she on one hand he's being moirid d'mois, on the other hand he's samech. Usually people are crying aren't so happy. It's usually not a sign of joy. And also, what are the tears for? You're doing a mitzvah. You're fulfilling the will of the Rabbanu Shalom. So the answer is no, that's what he was supposed to feel. That was part of the mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah was that those tears. The feeling of Rachmanis, the crying. And also, he was happy he was being Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. He was doing both. V'nimtza lefi zeh she'arba'at na'im ne'emru b'tzivui al akedat Yitzchak. There were four conditions, and if one of them is lacking, then Avraham Avinu wasn't commanded. Here are the four conditions. Bin chan asher ahavta, you have to have the proper, relate him as your son, that you love him with all your heart, all your soul, every fiber of your being. Be the milas of Yitzchak. Asher ahavta is Yitzchak. my love Yitzchak is Yitzchak Mitzad Atzmo, his beautiful qualities, and what is going to be fulfilled through him. And that's now going to be lost. So those are the four conditions, as we explained before. I see Yitzchak, all the milas of Yitzchak. Es Yechidcha, he's your only one. If he's lost, everything's going to be lost. So those are the four conditions. And now we understand what it says, Vayter, in Pesukim Yud Beis, in Tes Zayin, Lo Chasacht Es Bincha, Es Yechidcha. Why doesn't it say, Asher Ahavta Es Yitzchak, like it says in Pesuk Beis? Meshech Chachma talks about this. So based on what we said, the answer is that in the commandments, you need a perut. You need to go into detail. And every detail is critical. That's part of the Nisayim. But in the Shevach, and the Amida B'Nisayon, it only mentioned the two Inyanim, to which Avraham Avinu was Omed B'Nisayon, the Inyan of Bincha, and Es Yechidcha. Bincha is Shnei Inyanim Sha'amad Avraham B'Nisayon Alehem. Bincha, הכולל בזה גם העניין המצטרף אליו, שהוא אשר אהבת, ואת יחידך, הכולל בזה מעלות מצד הבן עצמו, בזה שהוא יחידך, שמנו הבטחת הקדוש ברוך הוא. So he said the general principles. Over here, he didn't go into detail in the tzibur, he went into Hashem, went into detail. But here all he had to say was bincha. What's bincha mean? What does bincha mean? Bincha means all of your love for him. And of course that you shouldn't ignore your feelings, your natural feelings, not to ignore the natural feelings and to add love. And yichidcha, which is he's your only one, so the whole Haftachas Talui in him, and all of his personal milas. That's telling us generally what the Shevach of Avraham Avinu, that he was able to do this, he was Mekayim the Tanaim, the conditions. Lefize, Ba'al Kolcheinu, we have to explain the Psukim until the Maisa Akeda, that these four commandments were fulfilled. Not to ignore the Regesh, Adan Ava, the whole Avtacha, the whole promise is Talui in Yitzchak, all the Milas of Yitzchak. So that would appear in Pasuk Gimel, Vayashkem Avram Baboker Vayachavosh Etzcha Moiroi, Vayikach Etz Shnei Na'orav Itoi Ve'is Yitzchak Benoi. So Avraham Avinu got up early in the morning and he saddled his donkey and he takes his two lads and Isaac, his son. So the Pasuk is teaching us that he has a hargosha, that he's his son. Kachna is bincha. Oh, so he's feeling the bincha. Lo mitaleh mize. Pasuk Vav. Vayosem al Yitzchak b'no. Vayika, right, it says in Pasuk Vav that Vayikach Avram is Atzi ha'oilo Vayosem al Yitzchak b'no. Vayikach b'yado Esei shemachel Semachelas Vayachu shneim yachdo. So Avram Avinu took the wood of the Ola and he placed it on his son Yitzchak. So that corresponds to what it says In Pasuk Ches, Shvu lachem poim achamor. The Chazal darshan am adoim alachamor. She'en lam chayis kachamor. She'nechlal b'ze gam Yishmoel, Moshe kotev Rashi b'pasuk Gimel. She'ne'amar ze kan ladgish she'ken ilgish Avraham. In other words, what is he saying? He's saying, listen, I'm taking Yitzchak. He places the wood on Yitzchak. The wood of the Ola on Yitzchak. And then he emphasizes that to the two people that were with him, stay here with the donkey, saying that Yishmael is Amadom Alachamor, that he has no Yichus. In other words, he's not Miyuchas to me. If Yishmael isn't Miyuchas to me, if he's not related to me, then this is my only son. And therefore, he's Mekayim Es Yechid Cha. He has no other son. So that's a kiyum of that tonight. And that it says in Pasuk Vav, not so by Yitzchak, and that was what he was feeling, that he's the only one. And then we still have two more conditions. We have the Bincha, the Yechid Cha, and then we have Asher Aliyah, Asher Ahavta, that's Yitzchak, it's Yitzchak. Yemoisif Ahava, all the milas of Yitzchak. So now it says in Pasuk Zayin, Vayomer Avi, and then he says to him, Vayomer Hineni Bini, it's our Lashonos of Ahava. And it's Mefurish like that in Medrash Rabba. He said Avi in order that he should have mercy. Akoponim Avi is a Lashon of Bini, Avi. It brings them together, that's Mosif Ahava. Some parents, when their child says, Mommy, Daddy, Abba, Ima, their heart melts. So that's the Lashonos of a father's son. So now this shows the Hisgabra Sahava and Avram Avinu, that now he has this extra love. Vinimtsa. שביארו הפסוקים שנשלמו שלושת התנים הנצרכים לקיום ציווי השם. אבל כל זה בעניינים מאוד תלויים באברהם. אבל מה שכתוב את יצחק, שהוא מצד שלמותו וגדלותו של יצחק, אילו חס ושלום פקפוק אצל יצחק, אין כאן את הקיום של התנאי הרביעי ובטל הציווי. So this is all Talui in Avram. However, it's still Talui in Yitzchak. In other words, he has to be sure that Yitzchak is going to be Roi. In other words, he has to shecht Yitzchak with all of his milas. And who says he's going to be a Roi Karban? Who says he's going to be on that high madriga? Who says that he's really going to want it? And that's what we see in the Medrash, Ketuv Midrash, that Menelcha Adko. What does it mean, Menelcha Adko? So Rishu ben Levi, we'll see what's going to be with the Ko. It was Avtach of Ko Yezaracha. I don't know what's going to be with that. Why is there a suffix? We know it's going to be with Ko. We're about to slaughter the Ko. The answer is no, it's a suffix. Nireh ma yeh makom. Because maybe Yitzchak won't be Roi. We see in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in the 31st parak, only after Avram saw, that Yitzchak also saw the Amud HaEish. And the Shnei Na'or Avito didn't see it. Then Avram understood that he is wanted now for an Ola. So again, you see that Yitzchak had to be Roi. He had to be considered fitting to be an Ola. Yitzchak had to be considered fitting to be an Ola. Had he not been, then he wouldn't have been an Ola. And that's why we have in the Pasuk, Elokim Yiralo Aseh Ola B'ni. Meaning, either Hashem will show us that you're going to be the Ola. Meaning, it's not clear. Depends if you're Roy or if you're not Roy. fitting, you're not fitting, you're worthy, you're not worthy. So he wasn't lying. And Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, no, Yitzchak said, I want it. I'm all in. And Memela, he was Roi. And then Vayvo Ola Makom. So then they came to the place, and it was supposed to be Yitzchak for the Ola. So here we have these four necessary conditions and the fulfillment of those four conditions. ולפי זה, אפשר לפרש גם לדעת המדרש רבה, that Yitzchak knew that he was an Ola that we saw before. So what's Yitzchak's question? הנה האש ועצם, והיה עשה לו אילה? What's going on over here? So based on what we explained, what he means is, הנה האש והעצים, שהם דברים הבאים מצד המקריב, שאומנם כן, הכל ישנו וכנ"ל בקיום התנאים הנצרכים מצד אברהם המקריב. אבל ואיה השה לעולה, היינו אם גם בו יש תנאים שהושלמו כהשלמה של האיש והעצים. ועל זה אמר לו אברהם, אלוקים יראה לו השה לעולה בני, שהוא דבר המסור. מידת הדין, תלוי ביצחק עצמו, אם מי הבני עושה. וזה וירחו שניהם יחדיו, שאמנם נשלמו התנאים שעל זה. כתוב ויבואו. So we have the yesh and the yetzim. The yesh and the yetzim are מצד המקריב. So in other words, we fulfilled all the conditions as far as Avram is concerned, the makriv. But a yeh עשה לעולה. Do I have the conditions? Have I fulfilled my, am I in the mile of Yitzchak? Am I in the high madriga that I'm worthy? Is it going to be me or is it going to be the Seh? So then Avraham Avinu answers, Elohim. What does it mean, Elohim? My lashon of Elohim, we said a carbon shem havaya. The answer is, it's tali, it's masul l'midas hadin. The mid of strict judgment is going to decide, is it going to be you or is it going to be the Seh? And it depends on you as well. Are you going to be on that madriga? In other words, judgment has to decide, din has to decide, is Yitzchak roi or is not roi, and it's going to be a Seh. And in that it says, v'yechu shneim yachdav, they went together, Yitzchak went with full will. He was on the level. He did want it properly. He did have the proper kavanas. And the mele vayavo el amakom, and they came to the place. The hadvarim meirim kesapirim umisamchim el gevaldik. My rabbi said, and he chayav la muchrach lomar lachem she lo siyamnu. Anachnu rak bechatzi azerech. אם זה בכלל, אז ממילא אני מקווה שלרצות השם דרכנו, אנחנו נמשיך בשיעור הבא ונראה המשך נפלאות מתורת השם יתברך. But I thank you so, so incredibly much for listening. This was simply awesome. Okay, so it's Hashem. We will really never continue. Shalom, shalom. And I'm glad that we had not only this understanding of the Akedah, but Bechlal, be able to be Medayik in every word of Torah Hashem is a pleasure. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, sweetie.